This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The FCC put ISPs on notice. You want to call yourself broadband? Then you need to pick up the pace. TikTok is once again asking its users to call their senators to prevent a U.S. ban. And want to watch some free soccer this weekend? Apple TV has you covered. It's Friday, March 15th, and this is Engadget News. The FCC has raised the speeds required to describe internet service as broadband for the first time since 2015. The agency's annual high-speed internet assessment concluded that 100 megabits per second downloads and 20 megabits per second uploads will be the new standard. The news will likely irk ISPs who would love to keep pointing to 25 megabits per second and 3 megabits per second speeds, which were the previous standards, and convincing people they're getting high-speed broadband. The FCC's report broke down several areas where the country's online infrastructure falls short. The agency concluded that broadband is not being deployed quickly enough to serve Americans, especially those in rural areas and those living on tribal lands. More specifically, the agency said fixed terrestrial broadband service has yet to be deployed to around 24 million Americans, including about 28% of people in rural areas and over 23% of those living on tribal lands. On the mobile front, it added that about 9% of Americans, including 36% in rural areas and over 20% on tribal lands, lack adequate 5G cellular speeds of at least 35 megabits per second and 3 megabits per second. The report set a long-term goal of broadband speeds of 1 gigabit per second for downloads and 500 megabits per second for uploads to give stakeholders a collective goal towards which to strive for. Those numbers may hint at where the commission would like to move the goalposts the next time it updates them. The FCC cannot police ISPs to force them to boost their speeds, but this type of move may be the best card it can play. What it can do is prevent them from marketing their services as broadband internet if they don't meet these thresholds. It remains to be seen whether the companies providing the infrastructure play ball or opt for other marketing buzzwords to sell customers on glacially slow and outdated internet speeds. One day after a bill that could lead to a ban of TikTok in the United States passed the House of Representatives, the company is doubling down on its strategy of urging users to call lawmakers. The app began pushing new in-app messages to users, asking them to tell your senator how important TikTok is to you, and to ask them to vote no on the TikTok ban. The new alerts are the second such message TikTok has pushed to users about the bill. Prior to the House vote, the company prompted users to call their representatives in the House. The step may have backfired as lawmakers accused the company of trying to interfere with the legislative process as congressional offices were reportedly overwhelmed with calls, many of which came from somewhat confused teenagers. The latest notifications are even more direct. Like the previous alerts, users can choose to call now, and the app will find phone numbers if a zip code is provided. TikTok did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but the message underscores just how big a threat the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act is to the company. If passed, TikTok would have about 6 months to sell itself or face a ban in the U.S. though there have been several previous attempts to ban the app or force a sale, no measure has received as much bipartisan support so quickly. If passed by the Senate, President Joe Biden has said he would sign it into law.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
If you happen to find yourself at a loose end this weekend, it might not be a bad idea to fire up the Apple TV app and check out some Major League Soccer action. All 14 of this weekend's games will be available to watch for free in English and Spanish, so you won't need an MLS Season Pass subscription. Apple Vision Pro users will be able to check out MLS games on a virtual screen that appears to be up to 100 feet wide. The Apple TV app is also available on smart TVs, set-top boxes, game consoles, and of course on Apple's own devices. Among the games you'll be able to watch are Inter Miami's visit to DC United. Ticket prices for Miami games have gone through the roof since Lionel Messi joined the team last year, so getting to watch the match for free is nothing to complain about. But Messi is probably going to miss the game due to injury anyway, so you might be glad you didn't spend up to, $1,000 on a ticket. So go watch some soccer. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Engadget senior editor Carissa Bell, contributors Will Shanklin and Chris Holt, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.